ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. ஜீசஸ் இஸ் ரெஃபர்ட் டு ஆஸ் த கேப்டன் ஆஃப் அவர் சால்வேஷன். ஹீ இஸ் த ஓன்லி ஒன் ஹூ குட் ஹவ் கிளியர்ட் அண்ட் பேவ் த வே ஆஃப் எவர் லாஸ்டிங் லைஃப். பை ஹிஸ் ஸ்பிரிட் வித்இன் அஸ் வி கேன் ஃபாலோ ஹிம் அண்ட் ஹாவ் லைஃப் அண்ட் ஹாவ் இட் டு த ஃபுல். In Luke chapter 5, we see a wonderful interaction of Jesus and his disciples. One day, Jesus was preaching the word on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and the crowd grew too big to hear him. So he saw a boat and asked the owner, Simon Peter, if he could use it. After he finished preaching, Jesus, sensing their failure in not catching the fish, told Peter to go out into deep waters, cast out his nets, and he would get some fish. They had so many fish in the net that they had to go get other boats to come over and help them haul in. Launching into the deep in obedience to Jesus' command made a big difference to these fishermen. They got their best catch of fish ever, but their biggest catch was the truth that changed their lives. It transformed everyone on the boat. And then Peter, still on the boat with Jesus, said, Jesus, would you please get off the boat? Because he realized he was a sinful man. Like Peter, when we get close to the Lord Jesus, we can clearly see the gap between what he is like and what we are. And we are often tempted to separate ourselves from him so as to lessen the frustration in seeing how far we have to go to close that gap. Believer in Christ, know that the cross of Christ filled that gap for us, and with simple trust and obedience to God and His Word, we can not only love the close proximity of Jesus every day, but also live every moment of our life in that closeness. The only requirement being we fix our eyes on Jesus, that is, fine-tune our perspective of Him so that there is no distortion in our perception of His grace, mercy, and love. We cannot but notice that everyone in the boat were astonished looking at the miraculous catch of fish, but only Peter looked beyond the miracle to the miracle-working God. Our need of Him is real and vital and will outlast time and go into eternity. The Bible says in Psalm 16 verse 8, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Remember, my friends, apart from Jesus, we are completely wretched. Without Him, we cannot live and dare not die. Shall we pray? The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love. Spirit of God, open the eyes of our heart that see You every day and receive the purpose and provision for our days through the precious promises of Jesus Christ. And in that blessed name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.